no panic, but pathetic. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. No panic, but pathetic. So many people contact me for one reason or another, and they say that they're not getting enough fun out of life, that life just is not as much fun as it should be, that all the experiences that they're having are just not as rewarding as they could be, that the fun things they can't do, and they would just love to do them. And that's not fair, because they'd love to do the fun things, and they just can't get enough of the fun stuff. And I think to myself, oh, come on now. Come on now. If you will be yourself and have fun all of your life in everything that you do, be yourself and have fun. If you will do everything that is enjoyable to you, everything that delights you, everything that makes you happy. Now, sometimes we feel we want to do things that are not right. Sometimes we want to do things that are not making us happy or making others happy or something like that. Well, the question comes up, why do you want to do that? Why would you want to ever do anything that wouldn't make you happy? Why would you ever want to do anything that was wrong? Why would you ever want to do anything that was incorrect? Many people look at married people and they say, oh, look at how lovely they love one another, how madly and passionately they are about each other. Isn't that beautiful? And then they look at two young people or two people who are not married, and neither one is married, and they are having a mad, passionate love with each other, and they say, oh, that's not right, that's wrong. You should be married to have mad, passionate love with each other. And the only time for that is when you're married. And so you shouldn't be doing this unless you're married. And so, well, who says that? Who says that? Marriage is for a primary purpose, and that is for children and for raising families and for having a home in which the family can depend and live on itself. Now, when you don't have a home, when you don't have a family, and you don't have people dependent on you, you can be pretty free to come and go as you wish and do the things that you like to do. But in all these things that you like to do, there's one important thing that is well to remember. It's very important to remember that no matter what we do, there is a principle that guides our life, governs our life, directs our life, controls our life. There is a law of cause and effect which is so powerful, so wonderful, so complete, so magnificent, and we don't pay much attention to it. It's silly, isn't it? Silly not to pay attention to the law of cause and effect. Because the law of cause and effect is that law, that principle, which governs everything that we do. It is done unto us according to our belief. If we do something, whatever we do is going to respond back again. If we look at the world as a happy world, the world will be a happy world for us. If we look at the world as a sad world, the world will be a sad world for us. If you look for peace on earth, there will be peace on earth. If you look for other than peace on earth, there will be other than peace on earth. It's just a matter of what it is that we would like to create in our world, what we would like to create in our experience. Now, there's nothing wrong with whatever we're doing as long as it makes us happy and as long as we're being ourselves. Now, if we're being somebody else, like for instance, you go to war and you're fighting somebody else's battles and you don't want to go to war and you don't want to fight another battle, you don't want to be angry with yourself or anybody else, and you just don't want to be in a war, well, then don't create yourself in the war. Create yourself having a post, having a job, having an activity that is either involved in the war or not involved in the war. Create yourself in an activity that is involved in peace. Create yourself in an activity that is involved in right action and happiness and harmony, whatever it may be. That can be done, because that's what we do. If you are in war, you have created yourself into that activity. That is something that pleases you. A lot of women, they want to get into the war. They want to be in the action part of the world, the action part of life. And so they join the women's army, and they become part of the army. And they are pilots, and they are soldiers, and they are gunners, and they are doing all these things. Now, women don't have to do that. Women, historically, have stayed away from those sort of things. But within the nature of many women is this violence, is this desire for war, this desire for competition, this desire to do these things. And is that wrong? No, not at all. If that is the desire that you or women have, then they should be participating in that. And when they participate in that, then that is what they're participating in. That's what they're doing. Now, is that bad? No. It's just their choice. It's just what they want to do. Now, as they want to do that, what are they doing? They are participating in something that pleases them. Now, what about you? Are you participating in things that please you? Are you participating in things that make you happy? Are you here to be yourself and have fun? I wrote a little note to a friend the other day, and this friend is a minister, and this friend is a person who is living a very dynamic and happy life, full of giggles, full of laughter, full of fun. And I wrote, "Beloved, no panic, but it's pathetic to not be aware of the principle. I am here on planet Earth to live as a human being, aware of my divine self." Opens up a lot of doors, doesn't it? Regardless of all else, the law of cause and effect is the measuring activity of living on Earth. Knowing of the law, the principle, the technique for getting the most out of life does not limit me, nor does it reduce my humanness and caringness for my creation. I love, I enjoy, I delight, and I giggle too. However, in these indulgences in living, I remember the principle which guides and controls my effects in life. I remember the principle which guides and controls my effects, the cause of law of cause and effect, my effects in life. We are ministers. A minister is one who works with troubled beings, including ourselves, who forgot the principle. We as ministers guide their thinking back to principle so they may be more fully enjoying every good and beautiful experience all the time. What a wonderful world we live in knowing this. It is only when we think we are not in control of our world that we feel sorry for ourselves. You and I are happy masters and know who and what we are all of the time, and it is great. Life is happy for me. Life is always happy for me. I am myself, and I have fun all of the time. Could anything be better than that? Think about it. I love you. We live in a very wonderful and a very fabulous world, in a very gorgeous world, a world filled with exciting adventures. And this world is just waiting for us to reach out and do anything we want to do. The world has an environment. The world has an ambience that is for us to enjoy and to thrill with. The world has adventures waiting for us to do, the climbing of the mountains, the swimming of the oceans, the fording of the seas. The world is our adventure. It's our plum. It's our joy. If we want adventure, if we want not violence, but if we want excitement, we'll find it. We don't have to have war. We don't have to have poverty or sickness or any of these things. Those things are merely matters of which direction our mind is going. And you say, well, I know good people who are very wonderful people who have good thoughts and who are just fabulous, and they have diseases, cancer. They have terrible things that are just controlling and ripping apart their body, their life, and their world. But surely they didn't do that themselves. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And when they began to be at peace with themselves, when they began to be at peace with their own inner thinking, and that includes all of us, because we're all subject to being upset about things, being nervous, being stressed about things, and whenever we allow this stress to get to us, then our body does not take care of itself. Our body is put into limbo, and the diseases of the world, the unhappinesses of the world, the things that would control and make us feel not beneficial, those take over. But in just a moment, we can change our thought, change our thinking, change our direction, change our world, change everything from being negative to being positive. You know, if the truth were known, all diseases are caused by one thing alone. We stick our noses in other people's business. All diseases are caused by our sticking our nose in other people's business. We stick our nose in other people's business. We worry about the world. We worry what's going to happen. We worry something outside of ourselves. And we stick our nose in other people's business when we stick it outside of ourselves. Outside of ourselves, whether it's for a country, whether it's for an experience of the atmosphere, whether it's for anything in the weather, whether it's for hurricanes or cyclones or tsunami waves or whatever it may be, it's outside of ourselves. When we become at peace within ourselves, when we turn within and we relax, letting out a deep breath, letting go, and letting the divine in us be itself, all the tension subsides, all the anxiety goes away, all the otherness is lost forever, and all that remains is peace. As they say, the peace that passeth all understanding. And when we let that peace be our peace, when we keep our noses in our own lives, in our own business, in our own world, in our own thought, then our body says, good, I don't have another job to do. You know, the dog whisperer teaches about dog training. If you let the dog walk in front of you, the dog feels he's got to take care of the countryside and take care of you, his master. If the dog walks beside you, then the dog knows that you are the master and you will take care of everything, and you are just two walking together enjoying one another's company. And if the dog is a little behind you, then you are in charge of everything. And the dog is not necessarily on your team, he's part of your family, but he is letting you do everything. You're not working together as a loving couple, you might say, as a loving team. You're being the boss. Now, those three ways of looking at life are how we act in our world. We go through life either letting our noses, our dogs, walk in front of us and search out all the activity going on in the world and worry about it and concern ourselves with things that are none of our concern. Or we go through life with a very happy attitude, with a joyous companion, as our dog can be for us, walking with us, by our side, enjoying our company, not wanting to run off and smell, search, run, investigate here and there, which is not important to do. And the dog wants to be with us. It's our creation. Or the dog doesn't want to be with us. It's our creation. We think the dog wants to go out and be a dog. The dog is our companion. That's what our creation of the dog is. And the dog is not something we want to take care of, not something that we want to be in charge of. If we want to be in charge of it and take care of it, then it is our lapdog. It is our pet. We carry it around. We are always worried about it. We are always concerned about it. We think that it wants tidbits and it wants treats and it wants table scraps. We think all of these things. You see, that's what happens to us. We allow ourselves to be distracted from the truth. The truth is, I am the creator. I am the one who thinks the thoughts for my world. I am the one who determines if my dog goes out and runs in front of me or walks with me as a pal or walks behind me, letting me always be taking care of it and always giving it tidbits. What role am I playing? I am the master. I am at all times in charge of my life. I am at all times in charge of my adventures. And my companion that walks with me is enjoying the adventure with me, but it's my adventure and we're together having fun. It's not walking behind me that I need to care for. It's not walking in front of me taking care of everything for me, opening up new frontiers. No, this is mine. Now, if I have a companion, a dog, a cat, a wife, a husband, if children, if I have family, and they're not walking with me, delightfully, charmingly walking with me, then I'm not having a happy pathway through life. If my children are running helter-skelter around, I am not having a happy time. If we're walking as a family, if we're walking as a team together, then I'm having a happy family. If I am walking with my friends, and we all have a mutual idea of being ourselves and having fun, we're having a great time. But if one of our friends, one of my friends, wants to get me into trouble, wants me to do things that are not my choice, if one of my friends wants me to be excited about something that really doesn't turn me on, but yet he keeps bringing it to my attention, and I allow him to do that, then I have put that cause in motion that new direction is going to take my direction. I am in charge. I live in a peaceful, happy, relaxed body. All the tension is gone from my body because I am not sticking my nose in anybody else's business, in the world or anything. If I think of the world, I think of it all in my pure white light of love, all in divine order. When I look at life, if I look at any activity, I say all is in divine order. If I look at any activity that goes on in the hospital or in a gymnasium or in the schools or wherever I may look, in politics or whatever I may look at, I see all is in divine order. That's all. That's my job. And then I let go and know that it is so. Because that's what I have created. I have created all in divine order. And I release it to that. Now, if I'm going to worry it to death, will it be, will it be, can it be? Oh my, there's so much work to be done. I read a little paragraph in a wonderful letter this morning. And the letter was telling about healing. And it was telling about the technique of healing that it is talking about. And the technique was peaceful attitude. And it said, now, most things that can be healed very easily and very quickly, and this we should expect. But things like cancer can take a lot longer. They take a lot longer. Why is that person saying that? No! Once you have put a new cause in motion, it is done now! We must become accustomed to the fact that no matter how difficult or how easy the thing is, once we put the cause in motion for its new appearance, it has its new appearance now. Once we see ourselves whole and perfect, the cancer is gone. Boom! Like that. Once we see ourselves living in a harmonious world, peace is there. War is gone. There's no conflict anymore. And it doesn't take a long time. It doesn't take even a moment. Because the instant my thought is on peace. Peace is in my world. The minute my thought is on wholeness, my body experiences wholeness in every glorious way. The minute I am in charge of who I am, it is good and very good. And nothing else matters. Nothing else whatsoever matters. And that is what it's all about, isn't it? That's what it's all about. And that's all that we care about. Have a lovely day. And live your day now, this instant, whole and perfect, harmonious, peaceful, abundant, joyful. Wow! What a wonderful way to go. I love you. I love you. I love you.